Now to the preliminaries of lovemaking. Remember that the purpose is to consciously reduce your excitability. Therefore, you have to abandon your habitual foreplay, which you've been accustomed to using to get yourselves excited. The time has come. You have agreed to make love, and now it's time. Undress in the same room. Keep the light on. No hiding. Don't be concentrated. Love is a serious business, but it's not that serious. Be easy. You can smile. Just raise the corners of the lips and smile. Be present. Be in the room there together. Be now. Stand naked and apart. Look at each other, eyes and body. See each other's bodies. No judging, no thinking. Don't think about what's going to happen or what you're going to do. And please don't be self-conscious. Hold to love. Start by accepting your body, being your body, blemishes and all. If you see that your partner is self-conscious, help him, help her, smile. See something good. Look for the beauty of the being within, coming through the body. It's there. See it. Say it. Be naked psychologically. Be innocent. Be new. Don't look back. Be yourself just as you are now. Be vulnerable. You've got nothing to lose that wasn't lost a long, long time ago. While you are looking at each other, do so without using the imagination. Do not jump from this moment into the next move. If you think or use the imagination, it's likely to project you, when the time comes, into making love to someone else, with a vagina or penis that's not really there. Have you lost the urge to make love while I've been talking? Not really. The body doesn't lose the urge to make love. It always enjoys making love. If you, the monitor, don't get in the way. Smile at each other and embrace, still standing. This is when the imagination is likely to become active. When you're looking over your partner's shoulder, or when you close your eyes. So don't close your eyes. Feel your partner's flesh, on the back and the arms. Don't think, feel, and keep the eyes open. He gives to her. He caresses and fondles her. She caresses and holds him, in love. But at this stage she must not fondle his genitals. She remains passive, responsive but undemonstrative. His job is to please and delight her, to give to her without exciting himself. He focuses only on pleasing her. That will give him pleasure, without emotion. This is the most important point for him to remember. He is not to take for himself. He is to give, and then give again, and again. Kissing. When you kiss, kiss gently and lightly on the lips and the body. But do not use your tongue. Lovers lose and hide themselves in tongue kissing. The tongue can be used like an emotional penis. Love is made consciously in the vagina and you are not there yet. There must be no surrogate for the love of the penis in the vagina. Later, when you have learned to be fully present there, you can do anything your mutual passion requires. Feel your love in your solar plexus. Put your attention on the solar plexus, for that's where passion starts, before it spills over into the genitals. The woman will probably be able to feel the solar plexus before the man does. In his excitement, he is likely to miss it and connect up with the emotion in his penis. Stay with your love. Keep yourself and your partner present by saying what you are feeling. Out loud. If you feel passion rising, or excitation or excitement, say it. The man may lose his erection. He may not have an erection, or if he does, he may lose it. He may have become so dependent on imagination that he can't get an erection without it. This is likely if his lovemaking has been habitual in the past. If he gets an erection and then loses it because the stimulus of the imagination is missing, that has to be seen as a good thing, because he is less likely to ejaculate prematurely when he eventually becomes erect inside her. An erection is only necessary in the vagina where love is made, so he doesn't need an erection at this stage. If he has a full, hard erection now, he is likely to be emotional and already on the way to a premature climax. But if that is the case, he should not feel disheartened. He's just got to try to keep the imagined stimulus out, so that his excitement doesn't become uncontrollable when he enters her. He doesn't require an erection to feel passionate and loving, or to inhale the spiritual fragrance of her feminine presence. He may kiss her breasts and fondle her genitals, without finger penetration, to show his love to her, through his hands. As he loves her like this, her passion will be rising. If he has a full erection outside the vagina, he is already in danger of being emotional. This is normal today, but means he has to be very aware and still as he enters, or he may ejaculate. A penis erected outside the vagina usually has an emotional will of its own, which is really the force of wanting. Inside the vagina, a man can use that force to suppress his climax. But as suppression is not love, the lovemaking will not be satisfactory to either him or her. Eventually, ejaculation is mastered by speed of consciousness or presence, which comes from absence of self-consideration. Before he enters her, they enjoy each other and at the same time consciously contain their excitement. He is alert to see that she is really present, especially if she is enjoying his caress. She speaks to him, reminding him to keep his sexual excitement in check, and helps him to interrupt and so break up the force of his wanting. They keep talking, always to the point of what each is feeling now. No long silences, remember. No blissful spells of euphoria. If the sensation is sweet, beautiful, nice, lovely, whatever the right word is, she says so. His job is to love her by pleasing her, and she responds and acknowledges his loving. She does not observe her feelings, her emotions. She aims to be the sensation in her body. She gets her consciousness into the part of the body where the pleasure actually is. The aim is to contain your excitement, so foreplay is minimal. Often there will be no foreplay at all. Foreplay is like forethought. There's a sense of premeditated intent. You work towards the exciting prospect of the pleasure to come, or you repeat pleasurable feelings out of the past in yourself. The present, or love without intention, is ignored. When you both know that you're able to stay with the pleasure without getting excited, you'll be able to engage in love play. I'll say more about that later, but first you must practice making love without excitement.